We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avaneh Craig. We welcome you, and we trust that our broadcast service today will be a blessing to you.
Many times in my childhood, when we traveled so far, by nightfall, how weary I'd grow. Father's arm would slip round me so gently and say, "My child, we're going home. Go."
True singers singing for us, "Going Home." And now we have the West Virginia Trio. They're going to sing for us, "Beautiful Valley."
Learning to trust and trust.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will take us and use us, that we will be able to bring forth a message that'll be a benefit to souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Continuing the thoughts of our last broadcast on the family, today our thoughts are entitled The Place of Father in the Home. And we will read for a text of Scripture, Psalm 112, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Father's place in the home is a very, very responsible one, and at times, I admit, a difficult one. Nevertheless, it is a responsibility that is God-given, and we should not try to shirk that duty or responsibility. The head of any operation, home, business, congregation, city, state, or nation, is a difficult place to fill, but it is places that must be filled. The father must make decisions and be responsible for the results of those decisions. He must say no at times when others want him to say yes. He must say no because he feels and understands that it is best. And yet, being human, he can and does make mistakes at times. The father is responsible for setting an example in the home, and a worthy example he needs to set. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 19. A bad example is one of Nabab. The son of Jeroboam began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. And he reigned over Israel 2 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. 1 Kings 15, verses 25 and 26. So we see from these two verses of Scripture the necessity of being a good example, for you are indeed influencing others, either for good or for ill. Choosing a wife, when we come to think about a father, choosing a wife, a life's companion and helpmeet, is very important indeed. This can have a great bearing on the home, of course. Live joyfully with thy wife, whom thou lovest, all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee, and under the sun, for that is the portion, thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Ecclesiastes 9 and 9. Father's association with his children is also very important. They are a gift from God. We are told this because the Word of God teaches it, and of course it is true. Jacob and Esau were two of sons in the same family, and how important it was, Isaac endeavored to teach and to rear them both, according to Genesis chapter 33. But one chose to do God's will, and the other chose to rebel against God's will. And again, both of them had a definite bearing and influence on their posterity. To provide for them is also necessary, for in 1 Timothy we are told in chapter 5 that if Well, man is to provide for his own, especially those of his own household. And if he does not, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Another responsibility, not just on the mother, but on the father as well. And this is possibly one of the hardest things that a father must do, but that is to correct his children. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Proverbs 29:17. Of course, when the scripture here speaks about correct thy son, correct your daughter as well, for that matter, but do it in a spirit of love and in kindness so that your child will know that you're doing it for their benefit. And you should never try to correct a child until you have full control of yourself. So we read Proverbs 29:17, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. How delightful it is whenever our children do what is right and obey us and do what we tell them to do. The father is responsible for the spiritual welfare of the family and not just the material welfare of the family. Mothers, of course, are to help. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:16. Fathers should endeavor to rear their children up in the right way, because this time world doesn't end. Whenever we come to lay down this robe of flesh, we pass out into eternity. That may be and is the end of our earthly sojourn, but it is not the end of our existence. There is an eternity out there, and there's only two places that we can go, either to heaven or to the lake of fire. And how important it is for fathers and mothers to endeavor to train their children in such a way that they will have eternal life and make heaven their home. The father should do his best to protect his family against sin. And I do want to emphasize that, because sin is abounding on every hand. And there are so many things today that could be used profitably, but they are being used for sinful and ungodly purposes. So father should do his best to protect his family against sin. Always remember Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The father should be honored in his home as head of the home. And I might say, God did not make the husband a dictator. It is true, he is the head of the home, and he is the one who must make final decisions about many things. And again, the one who makes the decisions is responsible for the consequences. So fathers should be honored in the home, not only because they are the head of the home, head of the wife, but because they conduct themselves as a father should. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians 11:3. And any man who has Christ as his head is going to treat his wife right. He's going to treat his family right. For Christ loved the church, which is the bride of Christ. He loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. A man who has Christ as his head will never, I repeat, he will never forsake his family. He will go without himself rather than to see members of his family suffer. So it is indeed a great responsibility to be the head of the wife, the head of the home. And it's not limited to providing the material, I say, but also the spiritual. The father should take the lead in spiritual things. As I mentioned on the last broadcast, every family should have a family altar. There should be the reading of the Holy Scriptures and good Bible stories are also good in family worship. And kneeling around the old altar, as it were, spending time in prayer, for you need God's help in being the proper father and having the proper family that the Lord would be pleased with. And by the wife, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. So Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33. By the children, and directing a few thoughts now to the children, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long, and the land which the Lord hath given thee, that you may dwell in it. The Apostle Paul, I suppose paraphrasing that passage of Scripture from Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, tells us in Ephesians that children should obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right, that your days may be long on the earth, and that it will be well with you. Let me turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and read those verses there for you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. Now, for the next few moments, I would like to read something, and I'm quoting this, Rules for Home Education. The following are worthy of being printed in letters of gold and select and being placed in a conspicuous position in every household. Number one, from your children's earliest infancy, you must inculcate the necessity of instant obedience. I think that's worthy of repeating. From your children's earliest infancy, you must inculcate the necessity of instant obedience. Number two, unite firmness with gentleness. Let your children always understand that you mean exactly what you say. Number three, never promise them anything unless you are sure that you can give them what you promised. Number four, if you tell your child to do something, show him how to do it and see that it is done. Number five, always punish your children for willful disobeying you, but never punish in anger. Number six, never let them see that they can vex you or make you lose your self-command. Number seven, if they give way to petulance and temper, wait till they are calm and then gently reason with them on the impropriety of their conduct. Number eight, remember that a little present punishment, when the occasion arises, is much more effectual than the threatening of a great one should the fault be renewed. Number nine, never give your children anything because they cry for it, and under no condition give to them or allow them that would open the door to loose living or thinking, however harmless it may seem at the moment. And I believe that's worthy of repeating. Number nine, never give your children anything because they cry for it, and under no condition give to them or allow anything that would open the door to loose living or thinking, however harmless it may seem at the moment. Number 10, on no account allow them to do at one time what you have forbidden under lax circumstances at another time. Number 11, teach them that the only sure and best way to appear good is to be good. Number 12, accustom them to make their little rest recitals with perfect truth. In other words, not to make excuses to get out of something. Number 12 again, accustom them to make their little recitals with perfect truth. Number 13, never allow tale-bearing. Never allow tale-bearing. Number 14, establish yourself in their confidence that they come to you voluntarily with their problems and questions, and welcome your advice and counsel on matters that they will ultimately face. And number 15, keep before you one purpose and goal, that is, to guide their feet in the path that leads to Christ and the service of the church. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast today. We trust that the thoughts that have been presented have proven to be a blessing to our congregation. We realize and we know that our families need your help. There's so much in the world to lead them, to draw them away, and so many influences that would try to disrupt the harmony of the family or even break up the family. So, Heavenly Father, remember our families. Remember our nation, for surely we stand in great need of your help. Our Father, we pray that you'll bless those parents who are endeavoring to teach and to train their children and bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that the thoughts that we have presented today will prove to be a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know, and we invite you to write us. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to send in, we can be agreed with you in prayer, feel free to do so. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And we would like to invite you to be a part of our congregation. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet, and you may join us at that time. That's Eastern time, of course. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, if you miss some of our broadcasts, you can listen to them on our webpage anytime, day or night, at your convenience. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our website. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for tuning our way this week, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.